Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
They win the final game, 5-2, to remain the baseball champions of the world. The Yankees, with this 9-0 crusher, have won their 17th World Series.
The Yankees again are world champions.
The Yankees win their 21st World Series.
The Yankees are champions of baseball. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. The Yankees are back on top. World champions for the 27th time.
Hey, Yankee fans, Chris and AJ. Chris and AJ here, Chase for 28, episode 33. Welcome to the 2021 funeral. If you are, I was going to say like a wedding, but there's no, I was like, there's whose no family are you with?
No celebration.
We're all part of the same family here, and it's a bit of a downer. Season's over. We are not talking about ALDS stuff, and we're not going to talk about ALDS stuff. Hopefully, not until next year. But anyway, I'm Chris. Joined as always by my Yankee podcast compadre, AJ.
You.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
You're doing?
I'm doing.
Season's over, man.
Season's over. At this point, I have already come to grasp with the fact that season's over. I was very upset, obviously, watching the game the other night. To be honest, I put myself to sleep on the couch during the last two innings, and I woke up to see the Red Sox win. Look, I'll be honest. It was 5-1. And I can tell the momentum was out of the sails. So, yes, I gave up on the team. So I'm sorry to say that. But long day, I was tired, and I was upset. So I was like, you know what? Close my eyes, and if they come back and win, my wife will let me know. They did not.
It's true. Did you get a chance to listen to what I put together? I mean, obviously as a podcaster and content creator, I enjoyed sitting and watching the game and actually doing that recording. Did you get a chance to listen?
I did. You sounded good. Good updates, good stuff. You were very positive, which is a good thing you were doing it, not me. I was ready to turn the game off in the first inning. So good for you.
Again, you know, until it was over, it wasn't over. So
there was just a vibe, and I hate to say it, it felt over. After Bogert's home run, it felt very much over. Sorry.
Let's get in your time machine for a second.
All right, go ahead.
How did you feel in the fall of 2003 in Game 7 against the Red Sox?
I thought that game was over.
And they wound up coming back to win. Now, you know, obviously different team. You know, so I'm going to take a step back because people kind of got my thoughts on the game as it was happening. Mm-hmm. But we didn't hear what you thought of that game other than you put yourself to bed. So give the listener your reaction. The floor is yours.
They sucked. They sucked. I'm sorry. Like, you want me to be real with you right now? They were awful. Cole was awful. Maybe the game would have been different if Stanton's hit was a home run. So just put it out there. Everybody knows how much I love, quote, John Sterling. Listening to the ALEXA with my son streaming WFAN so he can kind of hear the game as he's settling for bed. And John Sterling's call was fantastic. He sets it up. There it goes, deep to left field. You know, high, far. That ball is out of the stadium. Out of the stadium. And I'm like, oh my God, Stanton is on fire. This dude. And then he's like, wait, what just happened? Why is he stopping at first base? I was like, what happened? And then I look at the replay. The ball hit the middle of the wall. There was no, like, out of the stadium, John? Come on, man. Like, you can't be doing that in a playoff game. That just crushed my emotions. But no, let's be serious for a second.
Imagine you were driving your car and you heard that.
What was that?
I said, imagine if you were driving in your car and you heard that
exactly.
Call live.
Like, exactly.
You're on your way home. You're ready to celebrate.
You're ready to go. Yeah, you're hitting the gas a little faster. But no, the team was not there.
Wait, real quick. Also on that call, I don't know if you realize this or not. Maybe you who's listening didn't realize. John and Susan were in Fenway Park. They were not calling the game off of a monitor in Yankee Stadium.
I didn't know that. I really thought he was on a monitor with that call.
He was there. Continue.
John. I want to rewind a little bit more before I said they were terrible. I got nervous. I told you all I was nervous. Here we go. It's the remix. I told everybody I was nervous before the game started because that's the kind of fan I am. I get nervous for these games. I live and die by the Yankees. It's just who I am. I love this team. When I saw the lineup on Tuesday afternoon, I was listening to the radio. I heard the lineup. I was stunned with the lineup that was they put out there. I couldn't understand why Rizzo was batting first. I couldn't understand why Torres was dropped so far down the lineup. I knew Sanchez wasn't going to catch because Higashioka and Cole have their thing going on. I got that. Gallo in the four hole was questionable. Why they were playing Andrew Velasquez, not that I don't like him for his defense. Dude hasn't played in a while. Like, Tyler Wade at least was running a little bit, getting a couple of swings the other night. Why don't you go Tyler Wade there? I know the glove is a big difference, but you're getting a guy who's cold. Anyway, the lineup shocked me. Watching the reaction of the players throughout the game, they were dead. There wasn't much emotion. Once Cole was out, you kind of felt like that was, you know, a big push for the Red Sox. The Yankees has something going in one inning, and then you get thrown out of home plate to end an inning. I don't know if that was confidence in Gallo. And if you don't have confidence in Gallo, why is he in the four hole? So, like, if you don't like who's behind Stanton, fix the lineup. There's no reason for that. You had a potential second and third, one out, fly ball gets a run home. Now it's 3-2, maybe a single by the next batter, 3-3. But, like, these are all things that I'm sitting there watching and thinking about as Judge is thrown at the plate. And I don't fault Judge for that at all. You're not running with one out on a fly ball. You're going to wait no matter what. You're going to go halfway. He was not running. The wall in Fenway Park is short. The ball hitting the wall will come back fast. That was set up for failure. Yeah, I know you need two beautiful relay throws, but these are major league ball players. They're going to make perfect throws in a playoff game. I didn't like the call. I understand why he did it. I don't like it. I really don't. After that, I was done. I was angry. I was shut down. I shut down. And I just kind of watched everything else unfold as everything else kind of just collapsed. And now we wait and we discuss what 2022 is going to look like for this team. Because I as we talked about, Chris, there's going to be a lot of changes that I feel are necessary that may not happen, but some are very necessary, and even some bigger questions for this team as they go forward.
There are definitely a lot of questions that surround this team, and like you're just saying, big changes that need to be discussed. You know, we don't know if those big changes will happen. Certainly, that's the beauty of, you know, us getting on here and talking about it and kind of seeing what unfolds between now and, you know, February and, you know, up until, you know, opening day on April 1st in Texas, which, yes, we'll tell you the upcoming games. that's not going to stop. We'll remind you. But yeah, again, just to, I guess, sort of put a wrap on the wild card game. Again, my approach was until the ghosts come out or don't come out, they have every opportunity to, you know, certainly felt good for Stanton. You know, he came within a few feet of, you know, a Reggie Jackson type game, hitting three home runs. Could happen. Rizzo came through, right?
Right.
So, you know.
I want to talk about Stanton for a second. Like, we bashed him all year. Like, good for him to shut people up and show, you know, he really is a ball player when he plays well.
I got to be honest with you. Looking back at the entirety of the season, I looked at some numbers today.
Good season.
You know, I'll be the first one to slice up the crow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we mistreated him this year. He had really good season.
Yeah, the dude turned the season around when he started playing the outfield again. Once he put
to your credit, and you made that point before it happened. You suggested maybe his play will improve if he gets the opportunity to play baseball,
right?
And not just think about hitting,
right?
You know, whatever.
And one of the stats before I cut you off, Chris, I'm sorry, but like one of the stats that I saw for the game, amazing stat. Stanton was 3-for-4. Should have been any other stadium, three home runs, right? 3-for-4. Did you see this? Rest of the team, 3-for-28. Rest of the team. How many walks they have? Can you see?
Zero.
Zero. The entire zero game. Walks. Zero. What are you doing?
Like, I think they. I saw something where they might have only had three batters who got to three balls in there at bat.
Oh, don't tell me that one.
Yeah, it was some weird by the numbers thing.
Yeah, see that's what I don't appreciate, man. They just changed their entire formula that they were going to.
They
work
had five
with.
Innings where they went 1-2-3.
Yep. Yeah. Very disappointing, and like I said, a lot more questions. And I think the first question that has to come is who's managing this team next year?
Yeah. And one, I guess, almost silver lining, like, sure, we would love to be in the ALDS, but let's be honest. I'd rather watch the Red Sox get swept by the Rays than us go in and get swept or, you know, lose 4-1.
Yeah, and that was something I was going to say, and I was kind of thinking about some of the things I want to talk about tonight, because I didn't want to make this a whole, like, you know, be and moan session. I really wanted to, like, kind of look at the season as a whole. Maybe this is a good wake-up call for them, you know? We were not going to match up well with Tampa. We've seen that all season. We don't have that. I don't know what it would have looked like against Houston. I don't know if we made it that far, because I don't think the White Sox did a chance from the beginning. They're just not a great team to begin with. But as we're recording this right now, the Red Sox and the Rays are playing. The Red Sox have 11 runs on 16 hits. I don't think the Yankees can keep up with that. You know, I'm being serious. I don't think the Yankees are going to put up 16 hits in a game and score. You know, it's 11-6 in the bottom of the eighth as we're recording this. I don't think the Yankees can put up numbers like that. They scored 6 runs the other night, the Rays. They're scoring 6 runs tonight. That's not a consistent thing the Yankees do. They don't match up, and maybe this is something that they have to do to find athletic players who are more than just power hitters.
Yeah, you need more complete hitters. And I had heard something on the radio today or in a podcast. I forget where I heard it, but whoever it was, they were talking about how they were on the Rays website looking at, you know, their personnel, not the, like, the players, but like front office type staff, and looked like they had, like, you know, 80 to 90 people in baseball operations listed on their website, like people who are just on the how are we going to play baseball and how are we going to make decisions, baseball decisions for this organization, where you figure you got 90 people making $100,000 a year, maybe that's what you're investing in baseball operations. Because if you look at their payroll, they can't afford to make mistakes
like the
Yankees can, in theory, afford, because they can basically print their own money.
Look, and I know they can do that, but I think it's time the Yankees wake up a little bit. I think it's time that they admit to mistakes that they've made with players. You know, and I don't know if this is something you want to talk about tonight, Chris, but there's things we have to get to. Like, again, is Torres the guy? Like, they love a lot of these guys. They continuously love on these guys, and maybe these guys are not who we need.
You're getting a little ahead.
I know.
We're going to go through the whole thing.
Okay.
So you'll get your chance to rag on everybody we want to rag on.
I don't want to rag. I just want to be real. Like,
but the approach has to change. I see what you're saying.
We've made awful decisions that we're keeping people who are just not good. Like, sorry.
We need to make better decisions. Well, not we. They. The team, the franchise.
Right.
Need to make some better decisions.
In this offseason, are we just going to say, okay, Kyle Seager, I'm going to throw that name out there. He's probably the only shortstop that we're going to get that makes sense. Are they going to say, okay, here's our savior, Kyle Seager, enjoy yourself. Go play shortstop. Torres at second, DJ at third. Now we have our team. Here we go.
If that's the only thing, that's not going to make you happy. It's not going to make me happy. It's not going to make Yankee fans happy. If, for the most part, they trot out the same group and expect different results, that's insane. That can't happen. Okay, things need to change on this roster, and we're going to go through it.
We will.
But real quick.
I won't go crazy with that. Go ahead.
No problem. A couple of new things. One, go check out our new website. Same address, chasefor28.com, new website. And we are going to offer now a new feature here through the offseason. We realized that, you know, asking you to email us every week, maybe that's not the best way. Although, thank you, Alex, for your email, and it was kind of funny. I can't share it because he used bad words in the email. But anyway. But what you can do, folks, is if you want to leave us a voicemail, we can do that now. We'll be happy to include the audio of you talking to us. So go to chasefor28.com/voicemail, and that'll take you to a page on the website where, right on your computer or on your phone, you can record an audio message and you can share your thoughts. You can send us multiple messages. I will string them together, but certainly that's something we're happy to offer to really get your voice here on the podcast. In terms of the offseason, obviously, without the Yankees playing every week now, we're not going to be releasing content on a weekly basis. Once the postseason really ends and things can start to happen, We'll probably go back to every 2 weeks through the off season or so. But obviously, if you're listening and you're subscribed, you'll know when we get new episodes to you. So that's the plan for off season type stuff. And AJ, you shared your thoughts on the game. You want to play a game, AJ?
Let's play the game.
Play a game with me?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Let's call Stay or Go.
Oh.
I don't have theme music, but we're going to play a little game called Stay or Go. So we're going to go through our starting pitchers, our infield, our outfield, our bullpen, our coaching staff, and our front office, AJ. And we're going to play a simple game of should they stay or should they go?
Now, when you say stay or go, are these opinions?
This is our opinion.
So
what do you like? Do you want them on the team next year? Should they stay or should they go?
Thinking that contracts will be renewed if I had all the power.
Yeah, you've got the power. Do you want to keep the player or do you want to figure out to trade them, not sign them, whatever?
Power.
All right. We'll figure out logistically how to make it work in the future episodes, but just gut reaction. All right?
Gut reaction.
Gerrit Cole, stay or go?
What are you going to do with him? Keep him.
Keep him. We're going to keep him. All right? We're going to keep him. And certainly we'll have a future episode where we talk about these different areas of the team, pitching, infield, outfield, et cetera. All right. Next up, Corey Kluber.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye is right. Jordan Montgomery.
Keep. I like him.
Like him too. Keep him. Jameson Taillon.
I'd give him another shot.
Give him another shot.
Mm-hmm.
Domingo Germán.
It's a tough one, Chris, because I still go back to last year and I'm still angry with who he is as a person outside of baseball, but I still think he had a good season. I think he would keep.
Okay. Nestor Cortez.
Got to keep Nasty Nestor.
Got to keep Nasty Nestor. Luis Gil.
Yeah. I mean, let's not Davey Garcia this guy. Let's get him on the team and let him actually play.
All right. Luis Severino.
I mean, he looked good in the last couple of outings he had in the bullpen, so I'd give him a shot.
Give him a shot. He certainly got a contract, all that good stuff. I would like to see him on the team in 2022 as well in the starting rotation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Into the bullpen we go. Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah, I still like him. I know he's a disaster, but I still like him.
I do not like him.
Mm.
I would like him gone.
Okay.
Chad Green.
Yeah, I'll hang on to Chad.
I like Chad Green as well. Zach Britton.
Nope. Bye.
Bye-bye. Johnny Lasagna. Jonathan Loaisiga.
Yeah. We'll hold on to him.
You know how I feel about Johnny Lasagna.
I sure do.
And I heard other people talking about what I was talking about.
Yeah, I know. I've heard it, but I told you he's too versatile. I think he's still a setup guy in him, but that's okay.
All right. Lucas Litke.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to be on the team.
He probably
won't
be on the team. I feel torn because I feel like he did a nice job, but I don't think he's going to be, you know, the answer. He's 30 plus.
I think it's a classic case of they caught something in a bottle.
Yep.
He had a nice season. Yep. Good story. Exactly. Feel good.
Exactly.
Thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm.
He'll probably latch on with another ball club.
Mets.
Yeah, the Mets. Wandy Peralta.
Or go to Tampa. It'll be amazing.
Right. Like David Robertson.
David Silver Robertson medalist. 63.
I know.
Sorry. Wandy.
Hi, sorry. Yeah. Wandy Peralta.
Yeah. Hold on to Wandy. Hey, bastard.
All right. Darren O'Day.
You know what? Too little of a sample size, and I think his age is a question, so I'm going to let Darren O'Day go bye-bye.
I say age alone, again, not to be ageismistic.
Yeah, we're old.
I don't know, make up words.
We're old, Chris.
We're old.
Yeah.
Are we older than Darren O'Day?
Younger than us. We're like, you're old. Get out of here.
That's true. I don't think we're older than Nelson Cruz.
No.
But he's not on our team.
He's not. If he was.
If he was.
Probably strike out just as much. Anyway.
Clay Holmes.
Yeah, man, keep him.
Keep him. Again, I think he's one of these relievers where it's like, let him be like, he's tall, he throws the ball hard.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see him do a full season. And they said, I heard on the broadcast, they changed something with his mechanics when he came over here from Pittsburgh.
Yep.
That added 2-3 miles an hour to his fastball.
Let's go.
So,
keep him.
Let's go. Joely Rodriguez.
Yeah, he did okay. I mean, I don't know whether or not we should keep him. I know we have people, but if he's going to stay, he's going to do the same thing. Like, he was a good setup guy. I don't think he'd give up a lot of runs. Hold on to him.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Michael King.
Yeah, I like him. He's got a good future.
There you go. Just let me check one thing here on my screen. Oh, this is alphabetical. I don't have time for that. I'm just looking at the active depth chart.
Gotcha.
All right. Let's go behind the dish. Rob Brantley. Third string catcher, AJ. What do you want to do?
Yeah. Thanks, Rob. Didn't really see you much, but appreciate your time.
Okay. Kyle Higashioka.
I mean, he's a backup, so... Let's make him the backup.
Question is, AJ,
mm-hmm.
who will he be backing up? Because I think we're both in agreement. We want to get rid of Gary Sanchez.
I think the experiment is done, and I'm sorry. Like, I know this is another episode, and we'll talk about this in more detail. Dude underachieves consistently, and he is an awful catcher.
Awful. Awful. Horrendous.
We'll dig into how I feel later on, but time to go, yeah. Gary.
Bye, Gary. All right, let's take it to the infield.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start at my home on the diamond, first base. According to the Yankee website, we have 5 first basemen on the roster.
That's pretty funny.
All right. Anthony Rizzo.
I would love to have him back.
I would love to have him back, too.
Again, I think he's going back to Chicago, but I'd love to have him back.
I don't think he's going back to Chicago. Okay. I think the Yankees have a legitimate chance to sign him.
We'll see. We'll see.
Luke Voit.
I know he's an energy guy, but I think the Luke Voit experiment as well can go.
Maybe he can go to Detroit.
Yeah.
Where all his home runs go. Right.
Or he can just go get hurt again somewhere.
Yeah. So don't need Luke Voit.
Nope.
I'll just go with them as our first base because the other guys appear other places. All right. Second base. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Gleyber Torres.
This is the one I'm really torn on because I like Gleyber and I feel like his value is high right now. You got DJ LeMahieu that would play second base. If you can get something for Gleyber, let him go. If you're not going to trade him and you're not going to get value, it's okay to keep him at second base for the next year.
I think we're in agreement on that. He is not going to play shortstop for this team in 2022.
No, the Yankees will have a new shortstop.
So if he is on this team, he will play second base.
Right.
And in terms of giving him one more chance, if we want to continue the Gleyber Torres experiment, again, this was a down year. I think playing shortstop had almost everything to do with that in terms of getting in his head. And you and I both played this game. If you're not right in your head, good luck trying to actually play the game.
Yeah, and I think one thing we have to stop saying is Gleyber had a down year. I think this is who Gleyber is. I think Gleyber is a 240, 250 hitter, maybe 20 home runs, maybe 70 RBI.
Yeah, but he hit 9 home runs. I don't think he's...
No, but he was hurt for a while. But I think this is who Gleyber is, though.
He was hurt. He never got going.
Right. I think this is who he is, though. Like I'm saying, 240, 250, maybe 15, 20 home runs, 60 to 75 RBI. I think that's who he is. I don't think we're going
to. And would you take that at second base? Would you sign up for that as your second baseman?
That's not second baseman numbers these days. Unfortunately, it's not.
That's the problem.
It's not. But they love him.
But see, the potential is there.
Right.
So if he can now prepare all winter to play second base,
right,
he might come back with a different attitude and be better mentally and not have a problem.
And we play Baltimore 19 times, so there's guaranteed like 19 home runs for him. So maybe that'll be it for him.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. All right. Played second base a lot this year. DJ LeMahieu.
Well, I mean.
Just signed a contract.
The guy's coming back. Bad year. Like, let's be up.
He
up
had front. The year we said he couldn't have.
Yeah, and he did. Yeah, definitely underachieved. But we, did he
we,
again?
We wanted his underachieving year to be, I don't bat 340, higher. I bat 300.
Right.
And
right.
So.
Right.
But he was dealing with some stuff this year as well.
Exactly.
Not making excuses.
I'm excited for him to come back. I think he'll have a better year.
Rougned Odor.
Yeah, peace out.
Peace out. Rugi.
I don't understand why he was a starting.
You mean he's not the modern day Luis Soho?
Stop it. I don't understand why he was, forget it.
He's a good energy guy. Okay. Yeah.
Whatever. I'll give you energy.
All right. Let's go to third base. Gio Urshela.
I like Gio, and I think his time at the Yankees is going to be numbered just because of what we're saying here with a second baseman, a new shortstop, and DJ at third. I think having him around, he's so fantastic.
He be a Soho type utility? Yes. If you say bye bye to Odor, and now Urshela can fill that role where
great.
He'll play.
That's fine.
But he doesn't. You know, he'll play all over the field.
Right. Yeah.
He could play short. We've seen it.
Yep.
He could play second.
Yep. Play third.
I assume he could play second. We know he could play third.
I don't know. I don't know if he can play second. He does the left side of the infield very nice.
So maybe he's a good guy to have there as as your utility guy.
Right.
Miguel Andujar. Goodbye. He's not going to be on the team. They'll trade him, do something.
They're going to do something.
His time with the Yankees is over for sure.
Yeah, I think so. Selling really low, though, too.
Yeah, really again, low. He didn't really play. So he's on the IL as we speak.
You have Wade on the infield list there?
It's your boy. Well, no, I'm currently looking at third baseman.
All right.
So we'll get there.
Okay.
Now, actually, real quick, we mentioned DJ LeMahieu.
Yep.
Here's the way I think. We said just our last episode that off-season surgery was likely for him, right? Hey, DJ, season's over. Get your surgery scheduled. Let's not get the surgery in mid-December or January so you missed the start of spring training.
Yeah, but we don't know.
How about that?
We don't know what his schedule is. I mean, he could have been waiting to see how long the ALDS was going to take, so maybe he's getting surgery now. And it's only hernia surgery, so I don't think that's – I think that's a two-month thing.
But still.
Yeah, no, 2 months.
Two months from today is December.
Right.
So. 2 months from Thanksgiving is January.
Right, it's a different story.
2 months from December is start of spring training.
Yeah, okay.
Where you're going to have to recover surgery. Again, I'm just saying.
Yep, makes sense.
If you need it, go get it sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. All right. Andrew Velasquez.
Not yet. I mean, I don't know.
He's not going to leave the organization. Right. I think we could say that.
Another good story, you know, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about this, this is the question. Are we going to go get a shortstop? Or are we going to, like, play with Velasquez, Wade, and bring up that Volpe kid? Like, so hold on to Velasquez, see where he goes. This will be a conversation.
I'm going to tell you right now. They're going to hold on to Velasquez. They are not playing games at shortstop. Here's a teaser for what I think. They are going to spend a truckload of money this offseason.
I agree.
We'll talk about that.
I do agree.
We'll talk about that.
I do agree, but it depends, I think. But yeah, okay.
It depends. Yeah. Well, again, yeah. We got a lot of content because we're not playing baseball right now. So
sure.
Lots to talk about. Tyler Wade.
Yeah.
Your buddy.
Yeah. He did well. So he's getting up there in age though, right?
Getting up there in age? Hold on.
He's
got
to be almost 30.
And that's up there. He's 26.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Hold on to him.
He will turn 25 at the end of November.
He's 26.
So next year will be his age 25 season.
He's 26. He's turning 25.
What I said. He's so actually good, Marty McFly. He's Benjamin Button at short. No. Yeah. Well, you understand what I said. Shut up, AJ.
I will.
All right. Let's go to the outfield. Do we wish Joey Gallo was dead?
It's Jerry Gallo. C A L L O. He's not going anywhere. So who are we kidding? One more year.
Now, granted, he signed.
Yeah.
You could trade him.
You could, but they're not going to cut their losses like that. And give another, but, I'm excited to give him a real
should
chance.
They, let's be honest. Should Joey Gallo be on the team next year?
No.
Again, this is the whole point of stay or go.
Okay, no. He should not be on the team next year, but he will.
Should not be on the team. Trade him for something. Send him to Cincinnati and get Luis Sessa back. How about that?
Hmm.
Let him go play with Joey Votto. Two Italians in Cincinnati.
Votto, Rizzo, Gallo.
Giancarlo Stanton. Sorry, Mike. You want Mike back on a team?
Mike?
Mike Stanton.
Oh, Mike. Sorry. No, he's Giancarlo now. It's okay. Giancarlo now.
Who, by the way, he has certainly earned his pinstripes the last two postseasons.
He's been great.
It's been great. I imagine he might get some MVP votes.
Mm.
Again, not significant. I'm talking like second, third place.
Maybe.
Like he's not getting first place votes.
I got you. I know what you're saying.
You know. So, Stanton, we'll see you next year.
Have him back.
Greg Allen.
I guess that was
he's
short,
in the system.
Short-lived.
So he'll be part of he'll be a part of the program. All right. Next up, outfielder Aaron Judge.
Yeah, that's our future right there, man. I think get the contract done.
Get the contract done. I like the sound of that. What else we got here in the outfield? Am I missing anybody? I am.
Oh yeah, there, you are. You are. You're missing two.
All right. Who am I missing? Tyler Hick. Tyler. Aaron Hicks.
Aaron Hicks. Yep. He was one of them.
Do you want Aaron Hicks back on a team?
No.
No. All right. Bye, Aaron. We don't want you. Brett Gardner.
I think it's time.
We said it, we thought it shouldn't happen. We didn't want him on the team this year, AJ.
Right. I know.
So we wanted him to get his final season, play in front of fans. You did that, Brett. Hang him up.
Hang him
with
up.
That being said, here is some audio of Brett Gardner during the post game after the wild card game. Brett?
I hope not. I hope that I'm back next season, but obviously that's really not really on my radar right now. Just, kind of trying to process all that went on and this season that we just finished. And, obviously, not just myself and how I'm feeling, but that group of guys in that room and the disappointment that we're all feeling right now. I understand you have to ask me about next year. And right now, if I had to answer, I hope that I'm back in that room and I hope that, I'm in Tampa come February, but there's obviously a long time between now and then, a lot of things that need to get figured out and, we'll see what happens. Yeah. I mean, I think every year when the season ends, I have taken my cleats off already. So I'm halfway there, but yeah, I mean, just, you know, I'm not going to wear it home and sleep in it tonight. I'll take it off when I walk out of here, but just haven't gotten around to it yet. And obviously, you know, you don't know how many chances you'll get to put the uniform on again and go out there and do what we do. And feels good to still have it on.
The last little bit there, the question was, he was the only one in all of these post-game interviews. He was the only one who still had his whole uniform on. Mm-hmm. Bye, Brett. Hopefully they mutually I hope the Yankees just call him and say, look, we're not going to bring you back. We'll give you a day next year. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
They need to get younger, which we saw is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we can close the book on 2009.
I agree.
There you go.
I agree.
You agree. All right. I think that covers on-field personnel. If there's somebody we forgot or didn't mention, please make fun of us on Twitter at chasefor28pod or send us a voicemail and tell us who we forgot. Managers and coaches, AJ, managers and coaches.
Yep.
Aaron Boone, do you want him to be the Yankee manager next year?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't.
Did you see my fun fact that I put out on Twitter?
No, I didn't.
If Aaron Boone comes back next year, he will be the first manager in Yankee history to enter his fifth season as the manager, having not won a championship in any of the first 4 years of his tenure as the Yankee manager.
Mm.
Or it might be the first since Miller Huggins. But again, he was the manager for quite a long time and won quite a few world championships.
That's crazy.
But then the question would be, who becomes the manager?
I don't know.
And I'm starting to be in the school of thought that the manager doesn't really do too much. Nope. I mean, they can say, oh, Aaron Boone makes the game day decisions. I don't believe it. And I don't believe it for a lot of the Major League Baseball clubs out there. That I'm not saying I'm sure he'd make some decisions, but it's a new school of thought. And I would say, I don't want him to be the manager either.
Nope. I don't know who it's going to be. I think that's the problem. I think they're going to wait as long as they
can. It's probably going to be him.
Yeah.
But again, we're just playing stay or go. Marcus Thames, hitting coach.
Okay. Who cares? Like, honestly.
Phil Nevin, third base coach.
Phil. Very good coach. Like,
let's put it this way.
A lot of energy.
He's not going to be fired because of sending Judge in the playoff game.
He's not.
He should be fired because they did lead the league in getting thrown out at home.
Yeah. Right.
So that's like 22 mistakes during the regular season.
Right. But is that him or is that the Yankees?
Who knows?
That's the Yankees' belief system. I don't even know anymore.
But let's put it this way. If you're talking about the third base coach, you're probably not long for keeping your job.
Yeah, true.
Real important piece here. Mike Harkey, the bullpen coach. What do you... No,
dude's been around the team forever, man.
I know.
What a great gig.
Speaks very highly of...
What a great gig.
...of Harkey. Yeah, I want to be a bullpen catcher, but we've talked about that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Front office. So they're not going to sell the team, so... Do you want Brian Cashman to be the general manager? Or I'm starting to hear people talk about how maybe it's time for the Yankees to make a change about who gets to make the decisions about who puts on the uniform. What do you think? What does your gut say?
Cashman?
Yeah. And then I've got some follow-up thoughts to consider. What do you think?
Cashman's not going anywhere. I like Cashman. I think he's done a fine job. Like a couple of mistakes at the beginning of this year, I know. But like, not even mistakes. The lineup was set up without a lefty, and that was a problem. But he made up for it throughout the year.
True. And I do know that Cashman is entering the last year of his current 5-year deal that he signed in 2017.
Interesting.
So does he get extended over the winter, or do you let him come into the season without a new contract?
They'll extend him. They love him.
True. Because let's be honest. The reality is I'm sure there are people who do want him fired.
Yeah.
The question would be, who do you get to replace him?
Right.
I would only be replacing him if I'm the Yankees, if I already had conversations with Theo Epstein, and Theo said, I'll take the job. If you fire Brian Cashman, I will do the job.
Right.
But I don't think he has any interest in becoming the president of a team right now. He's got a whole bunch of other stuff going on. So, you know, do you want Billy Beane to be the GM of the Yankees?
No.
What would Billy Beane do with a budget, right?
Oh, goodness.
Would it be the same thing?
We'll find out. He's going to go to the Mets.
There you go. All right. So while we maybe would like to see Cashman go, he'll be back.
Yeah.
All right. AJ. Off-season needs we can address in a future episode.
Okay.
We will certainly go around the horn throughout each position, each area. And again, we've got plenty to talk about. So you who is listening, you got thoughts on what the Yankees should be doing this off-season? Make sure you either email us or, again, take advantage. We got the new voicemail feature. Go to chasefor28.com/voicemail and let us know your thoughts, and we'll include it in a future episode. So that'll be fun. We'll also try and get some guest hosts to join us this off season. I know Alex, who guested with us, really wants to come back.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some other friends that are Yankee fans who want to come on. I want to get my pops on. So there's plenty of people that we can look forward to talking to.
It'll be good. All right. Good off season.
It should be fun again, because we're still chasing 28. Season 2 coming soon. All right. So again, just some overall numbers to wrap up the Yankee season. As again, we thank you for coming to the funeral today. Their overall record this year, 92-70. They finished tied for second in the AL East with the Red Sox. They earned, and you might be able to feel my air quotes in your earbuds, they earned the number 2 wild card spot. Some interesting numbers also. They scored 711 runs this season, and they allowed 669 runs for a run differential of plus 42. Now,
that's crazy.
AJ, if I told you in March
right.
that Judge and Stanton would have the seasons they had, you probably would have said, oh, they easily scored like 1,000 runs.
They both.
And ran away with it.
They both were, what, 2 RBI away from 100? Then they both have 98 yes. RBI. Like, come on. And we're 42 yeah. runs over zero.
Yes. Ugh. Home record in the boogie down this season, they were 46-35.
It's awful.
Away from the Bronx, they were 46-35.
Oh, God. Home field advantage, huh?
Yeah, right. Against teams above 500.
That's scary. That's a scary number.
Their overall record was 48-43.
Yikes.
And the number that I actually had, I took the time, AJ, I calculated this. Their record on Friday nights that we recorded surprised me.
Oh, no.
I know, right? We were very confident all season. Yeah. Like, oh, we record, good stuff happens.
Right.
On Friday nights in 2021, when you and I recorded this podcast, they were 8-6.
No way.
They were 8-6.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
I feel better than that.
Well, now we're going to keep stats on the podcast. So we've provided no championships, no pennants, no division titles. And we're 2 games above 500.
Not even a
when
wild,
we record the show.
Not even a wild card win.
Not even a wild. Oh, man. But this has been fun.
It is. It is good.
Again, in future offseason episodes, we are definitely going to break this team down. We will discuss who is hot and who is not for the 2021 season. And we will certainly go through and give our opinions on who's out there, who's available, and what we, 2 passionate Yankee fans, think could happen. To get you ready for 2022, here are some dates you can circle on your calendar. The Major League Baseball Collective Bargaining Agreement expires on December 1st, so all hell might break loose. Mm. So, again, there is the potential that there is no baseball mm-hmm. next year, but I don't think that's going to happen. They will figure this out. Things are too good right now. We also don't know what's going to happen with the luxury tax and tax structure. So, again, I don't think it should matter to the Yankees. Start filling the dump trucks with money, and let's figure out how to wisely spend the money. That's the key. Don't just
throw it
give
down
money to everybody. We don't need any more Jacoby Ellsbury's. So let's spend the money wisely. Saturday, February 26th, 2022, the Yankees open their spring schedule, split squad. They will be at home at George M. Steinbrenner Field to face the Phillies. And I don't care where the Baltimore Orioles play during spring training, but half the team will go play Baltimore. The Yankee season opener is Friday, April 1st, 2022 in Texas. And the Yankee home opener is Thursday, April 7th against the Red Sox.
Thursday, April 7th.
Where they play Thursday, off Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Thursday, April 7th. Okay.
So they start with a road trip. I think it's like Baltimore, Toronto. So nice places with roofs and nice weather. Good. And then
it's about time. It'll
probably snow on April 2nd. Yeah, right?
Thursday, April 7th.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. AJ, did you have fun recording this podcast this season?
I did. They break my heart sometimes.
We'll certainly continue to have fun, but this was a blast. It started as, you know, me saying last November, hey, you want to do a Yankee podcast? Here's the artwork I made. I'm ready to go. You want to do this? I think it'll be good for us.
Yeah.
And certainly I think it was therapeutic in many ways.
I think so.
It was a long time since I watched a season this closely, knowing I'd have to get behind a microphone and talk about it. So it helped take my fandom to another level.
There you go. listening to me probably was not much fun. I am just a beacon of hope.
You well, when my dad's here, he'll let you know what he thinks.
Oh, great. Look,
nah, he I likes said you. It. I love it. My mom likes you
team.
Too.
I love this team.
I love this. And I feel it brought us closer together, my friend.
Oh, look at you getting emotional.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Hopefully we can go to a game next year.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to rent a box and bring people with us, but.
Doesn't matter. Hopefully we'll get there.
We'll get to a game. We'll do one of them pinstripe passes.
There you go. Ooh, I like those.
We'll just run around the stadium. And
that's it. We'll just find a place to sit.
Drink beverages. There you go.
It has hot dogs, cheese steaks.
There you go.
French fries.
Love it. Garlic fries. Mm. Again, I promise you, you and you listening, we will do a stadium food episode this offseason.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
Get ready for that.
There you go.
Get ready for that. All right. Well, folks, thank you for listening to this episode of the Chase for 28 podcast. I'm going to say it. Hopefully it happens. Hopefully our next episode will come at you on October 23rd, which will be 2 weeks from now. If you want to send us feedback about anything we talked about, please submit it by October 22nd at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And again, take advantage. New voicemail feature. Go to chasefor28.com/voicemail. AJ, how can they support this podcast?
Man, I keep saying it. Y'all know what to do. Follow us on Twitter at Chase28Pod. You got to do that. Become a legend. You know where the address is. It's chasefor28.com/legend. Get some cool swag with that bad boy too. And of course, there's always some merch you can purchase. Purchase the merches. And I'm telling you, you're going to get some good stuff. You can create your own. Get that merch. chasefor28.com/merch. We appreciate everything you guys do listening to us. Get the conversation going in the off season. We want to engage with you.
Yes. Thanks for listening. And here's to 2022 and the continued Chase for 28. Let's go, Yanks.
Let's go.